Hello, my name is Natalie Savelle. Welcome to the Stepmom Strong podcast. This show is for stepmamas or anyone dating a parent, really, all about how to navigate the challenges that come up in this complicated and often underestimated role. I'll be bringing you tips, tricks, validation, and support so that you know that you don't have to feel alone in this role, and there are ways to make things a little less overwhelming. I hope you enjoy. All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Empowering Stepmoms, Reimagining the Modern Family, a virtual interview series for stepmoms. I'm your host, Natalie Savelle. I help stepmoms go from overwhelm, resentment, confusion, and stress to confidence, clarity, and connection. And today, I'm bringing one of my favorite stepmom mentors on, Tracy Poisner. She is amazing. She's been a health consultant for the past 20 years. She's a mom and stepmom as well. She runs a Facebook group called The Spectacular Stepmom, where she makes tutorial videos about everything to do with helping to raise someone else's child. You can also find her videos on YouTube at The Spectacular Stepmom. And Tracy, I have been watching you, and the way you articulate the challenges and the solutions is just so powerful and inspirational. So thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. You're a great booster.
Oh, good. So I'd love to hear just how you got into this work. How did you get so passionate about supporting stepmoms?
You know, I've had an incredible journey as a stepmom. This is 12 years in for me now. And I think, you know, we have both of my stepkids, or two of the three of them anyway. The other one is older and living on his own. But it was a very long distance situation for many years. My stepkids live 3 hours away, and their dad would go there to visit them every weekend. He drove for 3 hours, and he would visit and sometimes stay over, sometimes come back. But I saw very little of them. And you know, we've just been through so many different aspects of this. We've been through parental alienation. We've been through, psychological problems and mental illness and long periods of time of not seeing the kids and supporting them intensely with, you know, daily calls, daily long Facebook chat, FaceTime chats, whatever. It's really been a roller coaster. I know a lot of stepmoms talk about this crazy roller coaster, but I have been around that crate lazy eight, you know, several times. And now finally, my stepkids are 18 and 20, the ones who live here with us. And it just feels like everything has settled into some kind of normal. And I really wanted to be able to reflect back on that journey and to do what I do in my health consulting practice, which is, you know, take a bigger perspective and look at what works and what doesn't work and understand what worked and what didn't work and to be able to pass those things along. And I don't know, I was just really moved to move away a little bit from what I was doing and to focus more on stepmoms because, oh my gosh, like it's crazy what a big number of women are in this life situation. And I was shocked and really very saddened to learn that 70% of blended families aren't going to make it past 5 years. Like that's more than two out of three are going to land in the ditch. And that's not possible that we go on like that. It's not possible. And I love it that you, part of your title for this is Reimagining the Modern Family. Because the stepmom is a brand new person in the social construct that we have. The stepmom that we know today has never existed before in all of humanity, in all of human history. This is a new thing. You know, 100 years ago, a stepmom was only the lady who married your dad if your mother had passed away. There was no such thing as families that split up and, you know, having two moms in different households. This is a brand new invention. It didn't never existed before.
Divorce only got popular a generation ago, right?
Exactly. Even in the 60s and the 70s, when people got divorced, the kids stayed with mom. And dad, right. dad was like a satellite on the outside of that.
Yeah, that's so
dad
true.
Might get married and have more kids. A stepdad was a common thing because
right. A
mom would invite sometimes another man into her family. But the idea of a mom on the other side who had some very significant role to play in the kids,
right. That
never existed before, I don't know, 25 or 30 years ago, really.
Not even, right, because even my dad was divorced and we only saw him every other weekend.
That's
so my stepmoms, they had like a every other weekend role, which is very different than what's happening today. Yeah, that's such a good point. I hadn't even made that connection.
Even there are a lot of stepmoms in my group who are every other weekend stepmoms who are up to their eyeballs in difficulty with, you know, or the kind of situation that I had, which was maybe three times a year that I saw these kids. But I felt very strongly my desire to help them get more of their dad. That's a big thing that I talk about, you know, that I think that's a major role of a stepmom is to help those kids to get more of their dad, because he's the main dude. He's the one that they're interested in, right? And so, you know, the new stepmom, even if she's an every other weekend stepmom, is in big trouble if there's a birth mom on the other side who is setting the kids up to make trouble in the dad's house, or to have a difficult relationship with dad, to dislike the stepmom, to hate the stepmom, to hear lies about her or whatever. You know, people set their kids up to be little, you know, human, you know, little time bombs that go from one house to the other, right? So it's a brand new thing to be a stepmom with some input, responsibility, connection to somebody else's children. It's a new thing. And no wonder it's so hard. Nobody knows how to do it. And so, you know, I feel like just literally in the last little while, I think I can say that I've finally cracked a code. And I understand, you know, some kind of container for how this is supposed to happen. And I really believe that there is, you know, there are some issues that are universal to all step families, and that there are some rules that as stepmoms we can follow to point us more in the direction of success.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly those are going to look very different in every household, because every situation is completely unique. The kids are different ages. They live with you, you know, more amount of time or less amount of time. The divorce situation was extremely acrimonious or relatively friendly. You live in the same town. You live far away. The kids are tiny. The kids are grown up.
Everything Everyone has different temperaments. The stepmoms have different needs. The dads
exactly.
Kids have different needs, right? Like,
but I think that we can rely, you know, my health background, my natural health background is all about working with nature. And I think if we can identify those aspects of human nature and child development that are universal, and that we understand how to use our position as a stepmom mm-hmm. to get what we need by working in a smart way with nature, mm-hmm. that totally wow. works for me. So that's where I'm going with all of this.
And yeah, that's amazing.
I actually have a gift for everybody today, which is a PDF download called 3 Secrets of Successful Stepmoms. And those are the foundation pieces of what I'm talking about here. They're universal rules that everyone can use and adapt to their own situation to point you more in the direction of success and help you to beat the terrible odds that we're facing in this yeah. role.
Yeah, thanks, Tracy. That's amazing. And your wisdom just really shows. And 12 years, just for the listeners, like, think about that. She's just now feeling like things are somewhat normal in the recent past, and it's been 12 years. So, and studies do show that it takes, they say, I think statistically, it's like 7 to 10 years.
For 7 years. It really does. And it's yeah. so hard. You know, when we're like, I've been there, I've been through every minute of that. And every minute of it is its own now that feels right. like all there is, right? And I'm right. constantly telling the women in my group and my clients, like, you just have to take a long, long view mm-hmm. and you have to know what you want at the end of this. And, you know, the other thing I tell people, and nobody likes to hear about this, but in my group this afternoon, actually, we have somebody coming to talk about how to do your will. I know that's like a really weird thing. Everybody goes, oh God, I don't want to talk about that. But like, you know, as a step parent, especially if the kids live with you full time or a lot of the time, like you guys need to figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
In the worst case, like a what if kind of situation, you have to be a little bit ready for those things. And
yeah.
And in the same spirit,
especially not being married. A lot of stepmoms aren't actually married. Like exactly. I'm not actually married. And so exactly. I'm going to watch your video
because No, things are important to know that we're, you know, we're kind of naive about
yeah,
stuff.
And it's true.
So in that same spirit, you know, one of my stepchildren is going to speak at my funeral one day.
Yeah.
You know, like this is a long, it makes me almost cry to say that, but I have to be thinking all the time about what they want to remember about their time, what they want to think about me doing for them. And, and it's not, you know, it's not the, well, it is the little stuff, but it's little and big stuff, but you have a long time to get this right.
Yeah.
I met a woman I know in the grocery store and I didn't know she was a stepmom, and we were chatting about my work, and she told me that she had been a stepmom for 18 years and that she also has kids. And so her husband is the stepdad of her own kids. It's a blended family that way. And she said, you know, my kids are really close with my husband and I am not so close with his kids, which is too bad. But she said, but there's always time. And those people are in their 40s and
they've
been together for, you know, the kids are in their 40s and she's been together with the dad for 18 years.
Yeah.
There is always time. And we forget that. We want to have it now, you know,
right.
We want to look like that other family now.
Right.
You know, you want to have all those pieces in place and you're, you know, you're just overwhelmed with how different it is than what you thought it was going to be and how you're not getting to have so many of the things that seem so important to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the important stuff is coming way, way down the road. These are kids who are going to help to take care of you when you're older. These are kids who are going to produce grandchildren for you one day, right?
Yeah. So, I love that. And, you know, I had a speaker earlier in the series, Julie Johnson. She was a stepmom and a parent educator. And she said she thought she was doing a horrible job with her stepdaughter while she was young and they were, you know, having these challenges. And then later on, her stepdaughter, as she got 18, 19, actually thanked her for what she provided for her. And the whole time she thought she was like messing up and doing a horrible job. And it just goes to show like that our intentions make a really big difference. If we're consistently putting forth the effort, even if we're not seeing the response that we want or that we think it should be, it does really make a difference in the long term. And so I love that you're saying that. Yeah,
absolutely. And I have to really thank my stepkids who are so articulate about what they experience and what they have experienced and what it was like for them when they were being alienated, you know, and what it was like for them when they, you know, what they're thinking inside when they're acting badly towards me, because they're so good at explaining it, you know, and how the up and down of it goes, you know, like even after my stepson came to live here when he was 13, and even after a whole year of being here, and we're incredibly close and he loves me and we spend a lot of time together and it's all good. And then one day something happens and he writes a terrible letter to his dad about how it's all about me and he can't stand living with me and he's going back to live with his mom.
Wow. Yeah.
And I understood very well what that was about.
It wasn't about you.
It wasn't about me at all. But, you know, I relied on everything that I know from, you know, from 20 years of learning and practicing as a health consultant to say, okay, like what's happening here? Because it doesn't make any sense. And I knew what it was, and it helped me so much to understand what the loyalty bind really looks like in a child and what it really means. And, you know, he lived here with me, and it wasn't because his mom was, you know, telling him to think something about me or that I was overstepping my role as a mother. It was because someone we passed by as a chance encounter altogether, said something about blah, 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 your parents, blah, blah, blah. And for a split second inside, he wished that that was really true. And that made him hate himself for that second. And it made him need to redeem his mother, who he had just psychologically stabbed in the heart. And he just needed to go back and say, but I love you, Mom, you know? Right. And he was back there for 3 days. And of course, all the same reasons that he didn't want to live with her before, you know, rose up again. And he went, what was I thinking? And he came back.
Wow.
But that made me see so profoundly. It was like a spasm of loyalty that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's not because they don't like you and they prefer, or that they can't decide who's better, or that mom, it's happening on the inside. And more they love you, the more they can't deal with it inside.
Right. The harder even it might be.
The harder it is for them.
Yeah. So talk about, I know a lot of the stuff I'm watching, it's something that's come up in our group, is the parental alienation. And it's such a horrible, devastating thing for kids when the mom does that, kind of manipulates the kids into thinking bad things about the dad and the stepmom.
Yeah.
So talk about like how, what's your advice for stepmoms who are going through that?
You know, the bigger advice is for the dads, because that's the issue. And you are a character on the outside of their story. So, this speaks to a bigger topic that I talk about all the time, about finding your place in your family and with your kids, and, you know, not beating your head against the wall and trying to get into their family, because that's not where you belong. Your job is to make a new family. Mm-hmm. And it's easy for those kids to join a new family. It is not easy for them to find a place for another mother in their nuclear family, in their energetic space, right? Yeah. But the parental alienation is, you know, the difficulty that you have with that as a stepmom is supporting your husband or your partner, your boyfriend through that. He is the one who is suffering the loss of connection with his kids. And I can tell you that my husband, the thing that worked for us was a kind of a endless patience. I don't know how else to say it. And he took up meditation and he does a lot of work on himself, and he just kept at it no matter how many times he was rejected. You know, this guy phoned home to talk to his kids every single day, and every single day the phone would ring and ring and ring until it went to the answering machine, and then he would call again and it would ring and ring and ring and ring. We're talking about the old days when there was a house phone, right? This is 12, 13 years ago. And then a third time it would ring and ring and ring, and finally someone would pick up the phone. And then he would have his conversation with his three kids. And that happened every single day. And when he would go there to visit, he would ring the doorbell and nobody would come. And then he would knock and nobody would come. And, you know, how much of that can a person stand, right? But he did. And there were lots of times where he said, okay, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm going to just leave them alone. And maybe it's best if she just, you know, they just have a mom and I'm just going to let them do it. And I would kind of pat him on the back and say, I understand how you feel. And then after a few weeks, he would be ready to try again. He would have a break sometimes, for sure. Like, it was just too much. But
I'm listening. It's very moving. It's just heartbreaking.
It was totally heartbreaking. And this was a mom, you know, I mean, he would go there to visit. So it's 3 hours drive away. And if she was out during that day, she would hire a babysitter to stay in the house all day so that the kids would know that if dad said no to them about something, they could say, take me home.
Wow. Wow.
And it happened sometimes that he would have to take
them home. They didn't like something that he said or did, right? So they'd just be like, take me home.
So he just wasn't able to parent them at all, because they couldn't work through anything. They would just say, take me home.
Right.
And in spite of all that, I'll just share with you, because we got totally off the topic we were going to talk about, and that's fine. But my stepson, the middle child, was the one who was the most aggressively on his mom's side. And all three kids always liked me. They knew me before I was together with their dad. It's kind of a long story, but we were friends before we got together. Mm-hmm. And so I had known them for a few years, actually, before we got together, and they always really liked me. So that was what sustained me. You know, I thought if I thought that they really didn't like me, I think I would have been really hurt. But I knew that they liked me. It was just impossible for them to negotiate with their mom afterwards. You know, they couldn't ever talk about something they had done with me that made them happy, because she would start to cry. So, you know, we were visiting all together one time, my husband's extended family, who live really far away. It's a 10-hour drive for them. And we go there a few times a year. And on this occasion, it was a big family party, and a woman arrived at the party that the kids had never met. And she is the ex-wife of a relative there, and so the mother of my stepkid's cousins, if not to be too confusing about this, but she's the mother of cousins that they know really well, but they had never met her because they've been divorced for, you know, since before they were born. But this lady came in and she kissed on both cheeks the dad, you know, her ex-husband and all the kids. And clearly she was part of the family, and my stepson couldn't figure out who she was. And he's really big on family and who belongs to who and who goes where. And when he heard that she was the ex-wife of his beloved uncle, and that everybody was treating her nicely and she totally belonged there, he had a complete nervous breakdown, like three alarm screaming tantrum. Not on the spot, it came the next day. But he started to hurl insults about me and how I was, you know, every name under the planet. And his dad just freaked out, you know, and he got really angry. And he said, "That's it. We're packing up. We're going home right now." And the poor boy was like, he was 11 or 12. And he was bawling his head off and crying and crying. And again, I understood what had happened. That in that moment, he saw the reality of life. That it's not true that people are enemies forever. And that there's a good side and a bad side. And you need to choose sides.
Right.
And when he saw that it could be different, and it really is different in real life,
right,
he knew that he had been taken for a ride.
Right.
That his mom had used him to be mean to his dad. And in that one second, it was all done. And he said, "I want to come and live with you guys."
Oh, wow. That was when he decided, when he was 12.
So then my husband made him actually... probably regrets it, but he made him wait a whole year because he was sure that it was just a phase, and that, you know, it was something that he would whatever get over, or that it just didn't happen. So he came and stayed, and it's been great the whole time.
I think that also speaks to the kids. It's like they are expressing the dysfunction and the mistakes that their parents have made.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I think when I've just been really paying attention to that lately, when my stepson acts out or has big fits about little stuff, I'm like, he's just expressing the pain of the adults and the mess ups that we've made and his parents have made. And, you know, they're so sensitive and they hold it all in, and then it comes out in all these really not
productive. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I heard you mention something in one of these interviews the other day about your own experience of going to visit your dad and how that was like
confusing
and like, are we okay? Like, are you mad at me, or am I like, what's going to happen here? Like, how is this going to go?
Close? Are
we close still? Like, am I allowed to say something about mom, or you're going to get mad at me? Like, it's an incredible, difficult thing. You know, I saw it more and more and more as my stepkids got older. Mm-hmm. When they would come to visit, it was so hard for them to figure out how they were going to deal with this when they went back.
Right.
Like, if they had a really great time here, they had to figure out how they were going to talk about that, because she's going to be mad that they had a good time here, or she's going to cry.
It sounds like you were kind of the target of their pain. Like, you were just kind of susceptible to that because you're just this like figure that kind of represents like the breakup and the, you know, the
exactly.
new, yeah, all the,
exactly.
Right.
And I mean, they were never, ever mean with me. So I was lucky for sure, because lots of stepmoms get, you know, crapped on from morning till night. And that didn't happen with me. And their dad wouldn't have tolerated it. Right. But still, it was very, very hard for him to parent in the way that he feels natural to him. Right. Again, because there's someone on the other side who's going to say, well, how dare he do that? How dare he say that? That's not right. You know, you don't have to let him say that to you or whatever. Like, it's really, really hard. And I feel for the dads, and I totally feel for the kids who are a little bit uncomfortable all the time, and they are missing one of their parents all of the time. When they come to you, they're missing mom. Of course they are. And when they go back, then they miss dad, and maybe they miss you too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of pain. And just to get back to, like, what do you do about that kind of alienation? I think that you have to know that it's a long game, and it's about persistence and patience and not giving up and finding new ways to connect. You know, I had a session over Skype like this with a client a while ago, and she was talking about how her stepdaughter was not wanting to come to them anymore. You know, like that she was feeling uncomfortable, and or not uncomfortable, but you get to be a teenager and you're uncomfortable all the time, right? Like, that's the other thing people don't get. Like, it's not about you. It's an uncomfortable moment. They need to have their headphones all the time. They need to have their music happening. They need to feel like that they're in their comfort zone.
Right.
And I suggested to her, you know, it was a similar situation that the stepdaughter lives in another town and it's 2 hours away. And the dad was going there to pick her up and bringing her back and spending the weekend and then taking her back. And I said, he should just go there and stay and visit with her and stay overnight if he wants to or not and come back.
Right.
And she said, oh, wow. Yeah, he could do that. You know, like sometimes you need to change your approach and not be rigid and let it be about them and let them see that you are totally willing to meet them wherever they need to do it so that it feels okay for them, because they are being, you know, choked a little bit on the other side. Yeah. And if you just, you know, pull harder so that there's, you know, something happening at both ends, it doesn't serve the child. You have to let them know that you understand that they're in a tough spot and that you're willing to do whatever works to make it possible for them to just receive from you, because you don't, as a parent, you're not supposed to need something coming from your children towards you. You want to know that they receive your love. That is its own reward. Yeah. So you want them to be able to receive that however they can.
Yeah. And so Tracy, we have to end. I know that we all love listening to you. You have so much wisdom, but clearly you guys go check her out. She's on The Spectacular Stepmom. She's on YouTube. She's got videos. She's got a Facebook group. Hear more from her through those. I know I could listen to her all day. I'm sure you all could too, but unfortunately I have to go.
Okay. Well, grab the free download. It's called Three Secrets of Successful Stepmoms. And I'm starting a new 4-week program called Stepmom Success Lab for people who really want to get into this thing a little bit more.
Awesome. Tracy, thank you so much. This has been amazing. I know it's going to be so valuable. Please come in the group and hear all the feedback as people talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure thing. Bye, everyone. Bye. See you next time.
Hello, everyone. Natalie here. I hope you've been enjoying this podcast. I hope it's inspired you to use your challenges for growth. And I'm so glad you've gotten to listen. And I also hope it helps you realize that you're not alone or crazy. It is a very challenging role to be in a step-parenting position. So I wanted to be sure to invite you to my free Stepmom Strong Facebook community. It's a group of stepmoms who are also in a growth-oriented mindset. The women in there are amazing supports to each other, so make sure you check it out. You can head to www.facebook.com/groups/ Stepmom Strong. And be sure to answer the entry questions when you request to join. Otherwise, you will not be let in. So seriously, be sure to answer those so I can let you in. I'd love to have you join us. Again, it's a great group. So I hope you'll come find us on Facebook/groups/StepmomStrong. No spaces or underscores or anything. All right, thanks. Thanks again for listening. And I look forward to seeing you in there. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.